Okay, back to another Tate word. How would you say university?
Universität.
Universität. Hören Sie, was Julius darüber sagt. Listen to what Julius says about it. Verstehen Sie es? Do you understand it?
Wien ist eine ausgezeichnete Universitätsstadt für Musik.
Vienna is an excellent university town for music. Wien ist eine ausgezeichnete Universitätsstadt für Musik. All those z and st sounds give mouth and lips a lot of exercise. Try them again. Wien ist eine ausgezeichnete Universitätsstadt für Musik. Okay, how about speciality? Bear in mind your English sh sound, speciality, will turn into yet another ts sound written with a z.
Spezialität.
Genau, Spezialität. Let's say there are many specialities to try there. There is and there are is es gibt, followed by zu and the second verb in its full form. So first, there are many specialities.
Es gibt viele Spezialitäten.
Gut, es gibt viele Spezialitäten. To try is one of your reliable French friends, probieren. So once again, there are many specialities to try there.
Es gibt dort viele Spezialitäten zu probieren.
Es gibt dort viele Spezialitäten zu probieren. Now, let's repeat that starting with dort.
Dort gibt es viele Spezialitäten zu probieren.
Gut, das klingt besser. That sounds better. Dort gibt es viele Spezialitäten zu probieren. Moving on, how would you say mentality?
Mentalität.
Mentalität. And spontaneity?
Spontanität.
Richtig, Spontanität. So how would you say the Viennese mentality is unique? Just add ER to Wien and you get Wiener, Viennese. Unique, in logical German fashion, is einmalig. Listen to the einmal in einmalig. Michel Thomas explained that mal means a time, as in das erste Mal, das zweite Mal, the first and the second time. If something is einmalig, though, then by nature it is a one-time, one-off event, unique, einmalig. That's E-I-N-M-A-L-I-G. So, once again, the Viennese mentality is unique.
Die Wiener Mentalität ist einmalig.
Gut, die Wiener Mentalität ist einmalig. And building on that, the people have charm, humor, and spontaneity. You may recall Michel Thomas gave you two words for people, and it's wise to know both. One means a human being, more of a specialized word, yet you will also meet it in colloquial speech. Can you remember what it is?
Der Mensch.
Richtig, der Mensch. You may hear colloquial phrases such as, du armer Mensch, you poor thing. It's even used for hey, or gosh, or even literally, man, as in, Mensch, das war aber toll. Hey man, that was great. Die Menschen tends to mean people, humanity in general. However, die Leute, that's capital L-E-U-T-E, only exists in the plural. And that's what you need if you're saying, the people have charm, etc. Let's just improve on haben and learn besitzen, meaning to have, in the sense of to own or possess. That's B-E-S-I-T-Z-E-N, besitzen. So how would you say the people have?
Die Leute besitzen.
Die Leute besitzen. Now, charm, humor and spontaneity. Try to work out charm and humor. Only a tiny change in the pronunciation is needed.
Charme und Humor.
Charme und Humor. Now, remembering besitzen, to possess, how would you say, the people have charm, humor and spontaneity?
Die Leute besitzen Charme, Humor und Spontanität.
Das stimmt. That's right. Die Leute besitzen Charme, Humor und Spontaneität. For another Tate word, what about minority?
Minorität.
Minorität. And majority?
Majorität.
Majorität. But you'll also hear die Mehrheit, majority, and die Minderheit, minority. And now, quantity.
Quantität.
Quantität and quality.
Qualität.
Qualität. So how would you say the quality of the art exhibitions in Berlin is superb? Art is Kunst. Capital K-U-N-S-T. Kunst. The exhibition, die Ausstellung. What is the plural of Ausstellung? Ausstellungen. And now linking the two together for art exhibitions. Kunstausstellungen. It's an art in itself, pronouncing these compound German words, isn't it? The secret is to allow yourself gaps in between. Kunstausstellungen. Kunstausstellungen.